How could I boast of anything I've ever seen or done? How could I dare to claim as mine the victories God has won? Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but a sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, he took my place. Freedom with each breath of life I take, loved and forgiven, back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Now I with each breath of life I take, loved and forgiven, back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved by grace, saved by.
All right, sinners. Praise God. Thank you all very much. We want to ask our children to come forward for our children's moment. Does anyone know what today is? Today's a noisy offering. That's right. And we're going to be collecting money today. Hold on. We're going to be collecting money today for our missionaries in Thailand. And so we want to be mindful of that. So everyone's getting their change out. And you guys can go ahead and grab you some change and bring it back up here, okay? I ran out of buckets. Here. You go around and ask for change, okay? You carry that around? All right, you go carry that around. Don't forget the choir up there. Don't miss anybody now. All right, has anyone been back there yet? All right, yeah, back there and back there. And raise your hand if they haven't gotten to you yet. Remember, put that bottom lip out and say, pony up. Got one up here, too. All right. Who's going to bring it up here now and pour it in here? It got real quiet, I know. They're putting in silent money. That's just as good. Spins just as good. All right, there we go. Well, that's a lot. Oh, man. All right. Very good. All right. Good job. All right. All right. Oh. Good job. All right. Is that all right? Go ahead and give me your buckets here. There you go. Oh, we got a few more. All right. The rest of you collect and bring your buckets up here. Oh, put that down. We're going to do that next week, okay? All right, here you go. All right, good job. All right. Whoa. That dime took off. Oh. No, we're not reaching in. Remember, this is just deposit only. All right, is that everybody? Yeah? All right. Thank you all very much. Next week, we're going to tell you all how much you all raised for the Thailand missionaries, and we look forward to hearing that. So we're going to pray, and then you all can go to Children's Church. And I think Mr. Todd and Miss Hannah. Oh, here's one more. I almost lost one. All right. Oh, man, that's a lot. Holy moly. All right. Good job. All right. We're going to pray, and then you all can go to Children's Church. All right. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for this day, for your love and your grace. Lord, we thank you for Mike and Sherry Morrissey and their ministry in Thailand, and we pray that you would continue to surround them with love and grace, Lord. And as we give to them this offering, we know and trust that it will be used to further your kingdom there in Thailand, and we are grateful for that. Thank you for these children and for their ministry and for how they were able to help today, and we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen. All right, y'all can go to Children's Church. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from John chapter 1, verse 14. If you'll remember last week, we read the first 18 verses of John chapter 1, and we considered the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us, and we looked at the importance of the incarnation of Jesus Christ. One of the things I always do after I preach is I ask Abby, how did the sermon go? And this last week I knew exactly, and I said, the sermon was a little boring, wasn't it? She said, yep. And I said, well, that's okay, because it was full of a lot of good content, so I'm okay with that. I wasn't bored, but she might have been a little bored, and that's okay. That's why she's not here this week. No. Joel's not feeling well, so appreciate prayers for him and for Abby not getting any of that. Anyone else, of course, who's got that. Today, as we look at John 1:14 again, we're going to consider the next part of that verse. We beheld his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son. But before we do that, let us hear now God's word of John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again so very much for this day, for all that you've given to us, and for all that you continue to do in our midst. We thank you for the reading and the hearing of this your word today, and we pray that you would be with the words you have given me to speak. May they be yours and not mine. May they open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our minds to understand. And may we, in the strength of the bodies you have given to us, be faithful to your call upon us. And we ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen. We beheld his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son. How often this morning do we behold the glory of God? How often do we spend time beholding? We read a lot about the glory of God. We read that in our Psalter today. We talk a lot about the glory of God. We sing a lot about the glory of God. And maybe from time to time we think about the glory of God. But when do we behold it? When do we consider it? When do we see it? Do we see it? What does it even mean or look like to behold the glory of God? One of the practices that I've shared with you before that we do in our council meetings is we share glory sightings every time we gather. Where have you seen God? In our small groups that we've started, the first question that we ask is, where have you seen God? What glory sightings are there? When did you behold God's glory since the last time we met? It's a practice that I've been undertaking since 2013 when it was introduced to me, and it's something that calls to my memory and my recollection to intentionally behold God's glory, because far too often we don't simply behold it. The glory of God was very pleased to dwell in His only Son, Jesus Christ, and His glory was seen and continues to be seen even today. And when we behold it, in its beholding, there are really only two responses to that. We can welcome God's glory, or not. Or we can dismiss it. We're told in verses 11 and 12 of the people that welcome it and the people that dismiss it. And we want to consider these responses to God's glory today so that we can consider who we are called to be and what this is all about. In verse 11, we're told of people who did not recognize the light. They did not welcome the glory of God. And I wonder this morning in my own life and in your lives as well, how often have we failed to welcome God's glory? I think we far too often dismiss glorious things because we're too busy. We've got too many things on the calendar. We didn't pencil in glory sighting, right? Forgot to look. I didn't pencil it in. We're too busy to stop and to behold. How many of you got a to-do list? Anybody have a to-done list? I didn't think so. The word behold in the Greek literally means to see, to behold, to contemplate, to look upon, to view. Right? There's some intentionality behind it. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 8. And in there we're told by the writer, when I consider your heavens, the works of your hands, what is humanity that you were mindful of us? When I consider, when I look, when I behold your glory, right? Instead of welcoming God's glory, the people of Jesus' day mocked His glory. They ignored His glory. They questioned His glory. They beat His glory and they killed it. That is what they did. In case we sit here self-righteous, thinking how ignorant they are, we have mocked God's glory. We have ignored it. We have beat it. We have killed it. We have questioned it far too often. We're told throughout the Gospels that they looked upon Jesus with disdain and disgust. And how many times do we tend to do that? How often, instead of taking up our crosses and following God's glory, do we simply nail Him to our crosses and move on? Because it's too difficult to bear. Because it's too inconvenient to bear. Glory of God appears and we just nail it to that cross so that we don't have to deal with it. God always shows up. We looked at that during the season of Advent. Yet we often turn a blind eye or we dismiss and ignore. Yeah, verse 11 tells us about the people that didn't welcome God's glory. They didn't welcome the word or the light. Verse 12, on the other hand, gives us another picture of those who did welcome the light, who did welcome the glory of God, and as a result, they became God's children. John the Baptist recognized the glory of God because he saw the Holy Spirit descend upon him. He tells us that here in verses 32 through 34. He saw the Holy Spirit descend upon him in the form of a dove. He recognized God's glory because he was told what to look for. And I think if you're anything like me, you're thinking this morning, well, if I knew what to look for, right, I would behold the glory. If I knew what to look for, I would be just like John the Baptist, and I would behold the glory of God. The problem is, we've been told what to look for. We know just as John the Baptist knew. The glory of God, Matthew 25 tells us, is found in the hungry and the thirsty, those who are sick, those who are naked, and those who are imprisoned. Because when we've done so for the least of these, we've done so for the glory of God. The Word made flesh, the light, Emmanuel. How many of us this morning have ever prayed or ever thought or ever wondered, I just want to see Jesus? Anyone? I just want to see Jesus. Give me a sign, might be another way to say it. Well, if you want to see Jesus, you have to serve Jesus. If you want to see Jesus, you need to go to the hungry, the thirsty, the sick, the naked, the imprisoned. That's where Jesus is. That's where he resides. That is where you will see God's glory. The glory of a diamond is found in the coal, right? The pressure that's put upon it. Why would God's glory be anywhere other than right in the midst of the messiness, than right in the midst of the mundane, than right in the midst of the unplanned or the uncomfortable or the disgusting? Why would it be anywhere else? If he was pleased to dwell in Jesus, if he is pleased to dwell in us, it serves that he is pleased to dwell in the others, where we are called to go, where we are called to witness his glory, where we are called to see it. Today we behold God's glory through the reaffirmation of our baptismal covenant. When we are baptized, either we or someone on our behalf answers questions about repentance, about seeing God's glory. When Jesus was baptized, what did God tell him? You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. When we are baptized, we hear these same words. We are reminded this same story. We are invited to behold and be part of God's glory. As God's glory was pleased to dwell in Christ, so again his glory is pleased to dwell within each and every one of us. The water today and always reminds us of God's glory. It reminds us of the salvation he offers to cleanse us and to make us whole. It reminds us of the presence of the Holy Spirit and how God is always with us, regardless of where we are. We can ignore it. We can take it for granted. We can not welcome it. Or we can welcome the glory. We can see the glory. We can respond positively to the glory. And in so doing, we will know who God is. We will know who we are. We will know what Jesus has done and continues to do. And we will recognize the Holy Spirit and where the Holy Spirit calls us to and how the Holy Spirit calls us to respond. How will we respond today? How will we respond tomorrow? Will we respond at all? Gracious Heavenly Father, you are indeed a good God. Forgive us for not beholding your glory. Help us to respond to your glory in the affirmative. Help us to recognize those places where your glory resides so that we might see you and know you, and so that others might benefit from that. Because, Lord, we know that we also will benefit from it. Remind us this day and always of your great love for us in Jesus Christ. And as we reaffirm our baptismal covenant today, give us and remind us of what you have called us to do and who you have called us to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.